Well, models, influencers and fashionistas are getting ready to strut their stuff at the 30th Australian Fashion Week, launching in Sydney today. But it's not all runway shows and after parties. It's serious business for the $28 billion Australian fashion and textile industry, which employs almost 500,000 workers. This year, emerging designers are at the forefront under a revamped model to make the event more accessible and commercial. Marianne Perkovic is Executive Chair of the Australian Fashion Council. How's the Australian fashion industry travelling at the moment?
Yeah, look, we are going really well. Like, we're, I think, a very resilient industry and have really great creatives and wonderful Australian designers. So we're really lucky to have this as our booming. People love fashion. People love wearing amazing clothes. And I think we've got such great talent in Australia to really represent us well.
What's the purpose of Fashion Week for the industry?
Yeah, so Fashion Week is the platform to really demonstrate and showcase our amazing Australian talent. But the objective is twofold. Firstly, it really is to help those amazing designers, some established, some emerging, and also First Nations, be able to showcase to the world their amazing collections. So it is a week of hoping and certainly ensuring nationally we can grow our fashion and textile industry. But we have a lot of international buyers who have come in and they are looking then to get wholesale orders. So it's getting that new emerging designer, but it really is all about getting orders and growing the industry and putting Australia on the world scale, which we definitely should be.
What's the nuance in the Australian fashion industry that kind of gets missed?
Yeah, I think it definitely, as you had welcomed me in, Sally, I think people just think that we are this fun-loving nature country and culture, and we absolutely are. But it is more just that than exactly as you said. It's not just the runways and parties and the glamour. Behind that is really hardworking Australians, from our textiles to our manufacturing to retail positions. It is a huge ecosystem that really comes together to create this booming industry. Have a really great statistics, which the fashion and textile industry is also contributes twice as much GDP than the beer and wine industry, but we don't get as much coverage or government support. But it is really critical to our economic prosperity.
How is the younger end of the market going, Marianne, for the industry? Because we know actually with things like alcohol sales, young people are buying less of that. I know a lot of young people are, it's one in, one out for their wardrobe. They will sell something to buy something else. Are they more difficult customers to capture than they once were? They seem to be quite discerning from a sustainability perspective and from a budgetary perspective as well.
Yeah, look, I think what we're seeing in the growing trends is, look, the circular economy is important, and absolutely we encourage and ensure that that is growing. And consumers and that, and certainly that younger demographic, they do like to, cycle their clothes. But I feel what is different to my generation, to the younger generation, is that they do have those reselling platforms that are available. And the brands actually all encourage it and do support and work through a number of those platforms. So what we really just try to focus on is to ensure, that we educate everyone around our amazing fibre. We've got fantastic cotton and wool, and we've got sustainable material so that it actually does allow resale value but helps people to really ensure that they've got the right outfits.
What's the relationship like at the moment between the fashion industry and the wool industry? Because one supported the other for quite a while.
Yeah, and we still have a really great connection in there. We have always been, working with the fibres, whether it's wool or cotton. And I think collectively, I think we will continue to grow and develop a better relationship. One of the things that the government has recently done is through Austrade, we've got a trade diversification network, and that's looking at a couple of industries just in current climate, but also in response to tariffs, as how we can actually export better. So wool industry is one of those participants in the program, as is the fashion and textile industry. So in actual fact, we have been working closer together through that initiative.
That's Marianne Perkovic there, Executive Chair of the Australian Fashion Council.